Don't say what there, Ernie. What the hell?
What do you mean? That sounded like it was a...
Yeah, but I said all the pussies in the house, and you were like, say what? Like, as if you were, like replying to the pussy command.
No, I was continuing the call out. I wasn't responding.
You weren't calling in and saying I'm a pussy.
No, cool.
All right, I'm just making sure, dude.
Yeah, fucking, yeah.
You know, tomorrow's a holiday. Were you aware?
Tomorrow a holiday? Is it the end of Ramadan?
I don't know what it is. It's what I wanted you to look up, man. Can you look? Bring up your phone. It's called Eid al-Fitr. If you like, scroll to your calendar. It's on there. Yeah. That's the only reason I know is
that. I don't need to. That's the end of Ramadan.
Eid al-Fitr. You already know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so lame.
Eid al-Fitr.
All right, no, don't try to Muslim it up, dude. Okay, don't try to fucking actually do it, because later on, spoilers, I'm gonna have you doing some impressions later on this episode. So yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it. A little taste.
Eid al-Fitr.
Is that what it is? What, I had it written down.
Eid al-Fitr.
I guarantee that's not how you say it. I bet you that T is fucking silent.
That's why I kind of rolled it. It's like Eid al-Fitr. Fitr.
Do the Muzzies roll their T's? Or roll anything? They roll? Do they roll?
I know the Arabics do. And they're actually really similar to us. So,
in what way?
And like a lot of their language, like, are the same words that we use.
Is like, it derived from dead Latin?
I don't know what the original thing is. Maybe Spanish took it like from Arabic, because I guess Arabic might be older. But like, yeah, dude, we have like almost the same exact words for many things, the same exact spellings too, almost.
What was the first language? I think it was Sumerian. Look it up real quick. I think it was like Sumerian.
First making this language. Wrong. It's not fucking...
I remember the Sumerians had something to do. Sorry, guys. It's going to be a nice chill podcast. I got a headache. Sumerian. Is it Sumerian?
Yeah, Sumerian.
I nailed that, dude. God, I'm the most educated high school dropout you guys will ever fucking meet, dude. Damn, dude. I rule, Ernie. I got to pat myself on the back for knowing it was Sumerian. Actually, that's just a fact I should know. Never mind. I suck. How you doing, Ernie? Not How's your day going? You probably knew it, you big brain fuck.
I would have guessed, like, I was going to say actually Mesopotamia, but that's not even a language. That was a fucking...
I think that's the first, like, civilization was Mesopotamia, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's where I was deriving it from. But
I think they invented... They either invented the floating garden or the pulley system, perhaps both. Can you type in floating garden Mesopotamians? That's I don't know why my brain's connecting floating gardens to them, which you guys would know is just like a garden that hangs out a windowsill, you know.
Oh, I thought you were thinking of the floating gardens of Babylon.
Perhaps. I don't know, dude. I'm probably wrong about this, dude. I tried to take another big swing. I should have just walked off with Sumerian, dude. I had it. People were impressed.
You should have. Now we're just
one chick got wet out there, but if I nail this fucking floating gardens thing, I'm pretty sure I'm going to douse every chick's panties with my knowledge, dude. Fairly certain that will be the result of this.
Yeah, all I'm getting is Hanging Gardens of Babylon for Mesopotamia.
Fucking Babylonians and their shenanigans, dude.
Yeah.
How did it go? Where were the empires? What was... Babylonians came before the Romans, I think.
For sure, dude. Romans were... Yeah, you got, like, the Ottomans. You got, like, the Han Dynasty, the Umayyads, the Persian Empire.
Whoa. What was that, dude? Why'd you say it like that?
I think that's how they say it in 300. You ever watch 300?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how that dude Xerxes was talking. He was... He had, like, a... Like, just almost like a British accent, which made no sense. But
how true to life was 300? I don't know if it was like a very like meant to be true movie, was it?
No, there was definitely not fucking half naked dudes with painted on abs.
No, I'm sure that was a thing. I mean, not painted. Yeah, I mean, they weren't as shredded as they made them in the movie. They were all malnourished dudes struggling for food, I'm sure.
Yes.
Like, and fucking, but 300 of them just getting... How's that movie? They just get spoilers. I'm pretty sure they just get swallowed by arrows at the end, dude. Just completely... Mm-hmm. Just a cloud of arrows strikes on all 300 of them. They're like, oh, well, fuck. Maybe we shouldn't have did this. You know? Maybe it was dumb. Maybe it was dumb to try to fight... how many guys? It was like 10,000 guys against 300, and it's like... Supposed to be this, like...
They got a good amount.
I don't know, dude. Did they? Like, that's the story they want to tell and make it seem cool. Yeah, but in real life, look up the real story real quick. I'm just curious, like, because that's so dumb. Like, out of 300 of those people, there had to have been, like, at least 30 dudes, 10% of them that were like, this is dumb. We should leave, dude. Like, we have no chance of survival here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, there's nothing, I don't know, dude. Suicide missions are not cool, I don't feel like, man. Fucking, it's just seems counterintuitive to winning a war. You could have just, like, retreated or did something else or, like, I don't know, pretended you were going to let them fucking come in and take it and then slaughter them that way, you know, when they let their guard down at some point. But no, they were like, let's just try to fucking fight them in a battle we definitely can't win. Just seems like bad leadership, if I'm being completely honest.
I mean, yeah, and it all turns out it never happened at all like that. It was based off of a novel. They probably got massacred with,
yeah, no... and their wives and kids got raped, and I'm sure, dude, like, fucking, yeah, right, dude, their wives probably didn't even get raped. They were probably so excited to get away from their retarded husbands that were like, oh, we're 300 of us, like, he's always talking about his 299 friends. He walks around shirtless with his 299 weird friends. Dude, get me out of here, take me away, divorce is illegal, I'll get killed if I get divorced, but you can kill my husband, like, fucking, that's sick. Yeah, man. This headache's not going away at all.
The funny thing about that movie was they basically lost all because of that one fucking hunchback looking motherfucker. Which also I don't think is like a real thing. Like, I don't think people ever existed like that looked like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. That were, well, like,
there is the Hunchback of Notre Dame. I think he was he a real person? Is he just a Disney cartoon? Am I making that up completely?
I think he's a Disney cartoon.
Well, for a long time in my life, I got the Hunchback of Notre Dame confused with Rudy, because it both takes place in Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
You know what Rudy is? It's like it's a true story of like some dude who was like 5'4" and fucking like somehow he got him like one play in a football game, and they made a whole movie about it. They're like, how motivational is it that he got to play one play in D1 college football? Yeah, he did it though, Ernie. He made it that far, dude. Fucking, wow. There's the big scene in the movie is where the coach isn't going to let him play, and all the players go into the coach's office, and then one by one they lay their jerseys on the coach's table, being like, "If Rudy don't play, we don't play."
All right,
it's a real I Am Spartacus moment. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Where fucking.
I didn't see that one, though.
Damn, I just got to keep doing references. My references don't work if I got to explain every single one. Well, I Am Spartacus is an old fucking... The old tale goes that Spartacus was being hunted. He was an outlaw, and they were coming to get him, and the whole town was like, I Am Spartacus. No, I Am Spartacus. I Am Spartacus. And, like, all of them said they were Spartacus, so Spartacus didn't get killed, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Very hilariously parodied by Ned's Declassified, where they made Farticus.
I remember that, yeah.
Yes, that's the thing, shit. is that someone farted in class, Ned farts in class, and everyone is Farticus at that point.
That is an inspiring story.
Everyone makes fun of Ned for farting, and then eventually his girlfriend, Susie Crabgrass, or the girl he likes farts. Mm-hmm. And Ned stands up, he's like, it was actually me that farted. And he was like, don't we all fart, though? And then everyone in the class stood up when they were all like, yeah, we all fart. We all love to fart.
We're all farters.
Yeah, dude.
I love that story, dude. The fact that we're all the same.
Yeah, man.
I love that inspiration.
I know you do. I know you.
You think you're special, you're not.
Ernie has a coexist bumper sticker. You know, one of them.
Coexist? Oh, shit. No.
Where the X is a fucking Star of David.
Yeah. And you got the Christ cross right there as the... What else you got?
Yeah.
You got the peace sign. I think there's the peace sign.
Yo, coexist, dog.
That's, I coexist shit, with bro. Everybody, bro. I got no problem.
I know you do, man. You're a sweet boy, dude. You're a very sweet boy, which leads me into, I gave you one bit of homework where I said, could you dredge up any stories from your past where you decided to be a bad boy on your own volition?
Which is crazy, may I say, because you know me, like, my entire
personality. Everyone
has
done it, though, dude. Like, revolves. You're hiding something. I just won't believe it if you don't have anything. You've done something sneaky, dude, that you don't want the world to know about.
Yeah, I got one for you, but it was so long ago, dude. All of it happened when I was, like, younger, of course, and I was just a stupid kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, after that, like, I literally try my best to not do the wrong thing. But yeah, dude, what I did was I actually was an accomplice for a, well, it's a crime, dude. My old friends, they robbed a bike store.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, they robbed it clean around here. Man. And they
should we check statute of limitations on this thing before you go admit into a crime? Allegedly. I mean, hypothetically, this happened, I guess.
I didn't do anything. I don't even know if
it's... Well, you literally just admitted to being an accessory to burglary.
I'm a... Fuck.
You use the word that you fall into. Like, they're not going to prosecute, dude. Go ahead. Tell the story, man.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So they stole a bunch of shit from a bike shop and... They asked me if I could store it, and
okay, now we're getting receiving stolen property. That is also a crime. Okay, continue.
Fuck. Don't air this then. yeah, dude. And I was 15 at the time, I think. I thought about it not long, probably like 5 minutes, and I was like, all right, yeah, go ahead, store it. Right.
Did you feel badass when you did it?
A little bit. Yeah. I felt badass, like just kind of doing it right there in the moment. It was probably not 5 minutes. It was probably like 2 minutes of thinking, and then I said, yeah, do it. Whatever.
I mean, some kids love that adrenaline. Were they bad kids? Were they like criminals? Or was this like a one-time thing that they did?
Nah, it was like a one-time thing. They probably did it to feel the rush too.
Was it just an opportunity thing? Did they know they could get into this place easily?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the dude was old. Like the owner was old and not really like...
Well, I'm going to say this right now because I know this because this is 90% of the case. It was someone that worked there. One of your buddies worked at this place.
They did. Yeah, they worked there.
God, you guys know how good I am at crime, dude. I'm so good at crime, dude. Which means I'd be so good at being a detective because I would have had a case. I would have been like, all right, well, can I see a list of your employees? And I would have been like, it's him. I would have seen the first like kid and been like, it's him.
Yeah.
We got him. Let's go home. 90% of the time, it's someone that works there. When a place like that gets robbed, or any place like that's too random of a place to get robbed, you know?
Yeah.
It is fucking, I'm not going to say me, but hypothetically, someone I know back in the day, dude, fucking, they had some people working at Red Lobster, and I don't know if you know, but Lobster Fest, ooh, they pulled down a lot of cash at Lobster Fest, buddy.
What is Lobster Fest? Just a fucking...
Lobster is cheap, man. Lobster is cheap, and here's the thing: is it's a lot of black people come through, and they come and pay with cash.
Oh,
and fucking dude, they're at the end of the night, they're doing fucking $60,000 drops sometimes.
Holy shit!
Which is so much fucking money, dog. That's like,
and I didn't know they love lobster so much.
Oh, black people love Red Lobster. I don't know if they like all lobster, but they love their lobster red. They love that Rojo lobster, dude. I'm telling you, buddy.
I know they're all about the fucking crawfish down south, but...
Man, yeah, no, blacks love seafood, dude. They just normally don't have the opportunity to get it. You give a black some sushi, they'll go buck wild on it, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's a new one. I've never seen...
You gotta bring it to them, you know?
And fuck yeah, it. Yeah.
Makes them feel fancy, too. Black people love eating white people food secretly. They don't want to tell you that, but they get all excited if they see like one of them small portion fancily made meals come up to them, dude. They're like, oh, look at this shit, man. They're taking pictures, putting that shit on Instagram, being like, your boy done leveled up for real though. Fuck it, right?
As long as you bring it to them though, because they're not paying for that tiny ass portion.
Nah, man, nah, you gotta put it in front of their faces, dude.
You gotta get it for them.
What was I saying though? I was on to something there and I lost it.
That you'd be a great detective.
Yeah, I would be. No, that's dope that I knew that. Fucking. Oh, but the Red Lobster thing is that my friends, it was a boyfriend and a girlfriend that were working there together, and the boyfriend was doing the drops. He was in charge of it, dude, and we were going to do it crossed my mind. Not me, someone else's mind, dude, where, well, I guess it could be me because it didn't actually happen. It could be conspiracy, but no, it didn't, nothing came of it, fucking. It was just something that I was like, because I started thinking about it, I looked up the laws and shit, and if you get caught doing that, it's a lot of money, dude. You fry.
Yeah.
Red Lobster will make sure you fry in deep oil, dude, and some some fucking oil, dude. Just frying, dude. Can't do it, man. I'll be like a lobster screaming in a pot. Just, you know they scream when they die, Ernie? I don't know if you knew that.
No, what do you mean?
Do you know that?
How do they scream?
When you put a lobster in a Like when you boil them alive, they fucking scream. Some people say it's oxygen leaving their lungs, but they let out this horrific scream where they're like,
that's traumatizing. I don't think I could hear the screaming deaths of the animal I'm killing.
So what they started doing now is, because they said for a while, they said they couldn't feel. And then they were like, well, it turns out they can feel because they have a central nervous system. So they end up figuring out the best way, most humane way to kill lobsters. They drive a knife right through its skull, like a big steak knife, and then rip down forward and pretty much just like cut off the front half of it in half. You just split it. You turn it into a wedge of cheese, essentially.
That's kind of scary. Now you're making me feel bad for lobsters.
You know, it used to be considered dirt food. I don't know if you knew that. Like, that's what they fed prisoners in Australia when Australia was a prison. They would feed them lobster. They're ocean bugs. Think about it.
Ocean insects. Yeah, I saw that somewhere. I never thought of that until I saw it. It's like, they're basically fucking cockroaches of the sea.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you look up when did it become a delicacy? When did it go from being a fucking... You could probably just type it in like that. When did lobster become a delicacy? Because it had to have been the first time someone put butter on it and they were like, we're on to something, dude. Someone put melted butter on it and they were like, this changes everything, dude.
So World War II started surging by... Well, no, it started surging in the 1880s, and by World War II, lobster was considered a delicacy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know they were doing lobster bisque soup, shit like that. They were doing that in the late 1800s. That became a popular thing kind of down south. And sorry if you guys are watching. I'm just rubbing my head. I'm podcasting through the pain. I'm playing through the pain. I'm pretty much an athlete, pretty much a top tier athlete.
You are a top tier athlete. You're the Mr. Olympia right now.
Man, I don't even know what that means. Was that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, all right. Bodybuilding.
All right, well, I got it down on my list for you to do a Schwarzenegger, dude. Do one, man.
Really?
Yeah.
get the fuck out of here. I got to practice him a little bit. What's something he would say?
Get to the chopper. That's what he says.
Get to the chopper. No, how does he fuck? Get to the chopper. There you go. How about that?
It's okay.
I don't know if he says it like that in the movie. If I saw the movie, I'd probably know.
Hit him with an I'll be back.
Was that Terminator? I never seen Terminator, but I think he goes like, I'll be back. I'll be back. I am the governor of California. No, that's terrible. No, I could do better. I just need an example, but.
I guess I should get into why I'm going to have you do these impressions, man. All right, guys. So there's something I've been keeping from you guys because it's never become a problem till now, okay? But about a month ago, dude, something weird happened where I'm playing video games with Brian one day. Friend Brian invites me to play video games. Not Ernie. Ernie doesn't invite me. Brian invites me. I'm playing video games with Brian and his girlfriend. We're playing. And this motherfucker, he starts talking to me. Brian's like, in our TikTok videos we have. And I was like, what TikTok videos? I was like, what are you talking about? And then Ernie joins the party. And Ernie's like, oh, shit, dude. Willis is here, dude. What's up, man? All fucking fake happy to see me. This motherfucker, dude. Turns out Ernie started a gaming page behind my back for no reason. Didn't have to have it behind my back, dude. Okay? This man started a full-blown TikTok thing where he kept saying, oh, it's no big deal, dude. It's not a thing. It doesn't really matter. None of that shit, dude, you know? Continues to push it as hard as he can, dude. To the point where... wouldn't even repost a Space Blood clip today because he said, I don't want to interfere with the niche. Keep in mind, guys, I have a page fucking probably 14 times larger than his. I get more views than their page passively with old videos. I get about 7,000 views a day just passively fucking. And this kid's going to tell me, and I repost all the Space Blood shit to my wrestling niche page. This kid tells me, can't do it. That's fine. I've gotten over it, dude. I'm not bothered by him sneaking around. I'm not worried about any of that. Because even Brian was like, you didn't tell him? That's so weird. And didn't invite me to play video games with him. Or anything like that. Which is so bizarre, guys, because that's how we met. We came up playing video games together. I met these kids playing video games. Ernie doesn't even mention to me. This is a complete secret thing he's doing, okay? Mm. I got over it. I had no problem, dude. I was like, man, whatever. Let him live, dude. It is weird. I was hurt, man. You know, it fucking hurts to be left out of things, dude. It fucking hurts to be like, man, you're off to the side. You're, my entertainer friend that I do a show with, I'm not even gonna, guys, the day that he started this page, I think I went back and looked. We sent probably 120 texts to each other the day that he started this page, back and forth. This man doesn't even mention it. Sneaky boy. Got over it. That's not even my problem, guys. I'm just letting you know Ernie's changed, okay? So I'm letting you guys know that Ernie's changed, okay? I'm letting you know that. My beef is that this kid is afraid. We've guys been listening. I said, you guys start taking some shots, doing some improv. These videos pop in my feed today. Oh, buddy. Mm-hmm. I got a fucking... Ernie has been doing improv. Ernie's trying to do a little yes and with Brian, dude. And Brian's an innocent soldier in this, dude. I'm not... No, nothing gets thrown at Brian here. This is purely an Ernie move, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ernie hates this bit so much right now, dude. He hasn't said a word, dude. He's so fucking
I'm just letting you go. We've talked about all this.
How'd the sperm cross the road? How?
I put the wrong sock on this morning.
Like, what kind of bees make milk?
What kind?
Boobies.
You didn't come up with that, dude. Like, you just have...
I saw the top of my head!
All right,
Ernie, give me fucking ammo, bro.
Oh.
Get to the improv part.
I've been asking you for
karma black dad joke.
When it leaves.
Where's the improv part?
Why is there so many
everything for it, bro?
I think there was like two in that 95
hours a day.
I've been a crane operator for 25 years, brother.
Is that it, bro? I'm about to go to my second job on the oil rig.
I work two jobs, two 12-hour shifts, 7 days a week, brother.
I'm clocking in on Fortnite, brother.
I couldn't say the last time I washed my hands.
My buddy asked me for sandpaper. I just gave him my hands because they were rough enough.
Oh, that's you laughing right now, currently? Jesus Christ, dude.
Okay. Yeah.
there's a lot wrong with that, okay? But we're
I made I made myself laugh with that one.
We're going to let it go, dude. We're going to let it go. I just need to say, guys, when have you ever heard Ernie do back and forth like that with me on this show?
I wouldn't do back and forth like that here. Bro, that's a downgrade from what this is. What are you talking about? I thought we've had this conversation.
No. You don't understand, dude. Yes, of course. That shit's terrible. Every other video, guys, I'm not even going to play them. Literally every video is like this where Brian's an innocent bystander, dude. Whatever. It's Ernie posting these, dude. It's cool. Fucking... Brian, this is every clip, every video is Brian being like, take something and slide it in my asshole. And like, that's every clip. It's every clip. He's like, take something and slide it in my asshole. Hey, we should go and like kiss behind the shed. Like, it's literally like it's just suppressed homoeroticism that these guys don't know how to deal with, dude, until they eventually kiss one day. Okay. And then it's going to be fine. But my point being, dude. Guys, he assumed a character there. He gave a character a backstory, and he did what's referred to in improv as yes and for about 30 seconds with Brian. What the fuck, Ernie? I do characters on here. I do things. You can't fucking jump in and do that, dude. I'm hurt. I'm when personally have we done characters? Offended. I do characters all the time. What, black guy? You never heard my black lady or my Indian man? What do you mean? Sometimes I do Chinese.
I've done the Indian guy with you. I can't do black. I've tried and failed. We could go back to those clips where I'm like, I try to do the black lady that you do, and I can't fucking punch up on that.
Guys, don't worry. I got another one. This is their newest post right here.
We had a drop on classy chords because we're classy.
Didn't expect anything different. They must be
more silly. Character work, Red guys.
Wellington. Absolutely.
Marvelous.
Look at all these immigrants landing here. We're going to have to close off.
Do you like my impressions?
Ernie.
Let's close
don't talk
it.
Over this part. I'm sorry.
Fuck, I'm dead.
The Taurus dead again! Fuck!
Oh shit, the bot's killing me. Fuck. Yo, did I just get beat by his fucking 8-year-old brother? I could go for some clips right now, Worthington. Hop on, let's go catch us some clips.
Shall we?
I don't like neighbors.
What's wrong with neighbors?
They're just loud and obnoxious, and sometimes they stink.
That's because you have the other type of neighbors.
Racist jokes!
You know,
racist jokes, guys.
Clip it.
Why does Batman's we do that here? Mask only cover half of his face?
Why?
So the cops know he's white.
Oh fuck!
Boom! How many of those do you get?
What do you mean?
Oh, I can't see.
You got the Helen Keller update. We'll go to the bunker. I mean, that's kind of like Helen Keller.
Dude, by the way, you confused Helen Keller and Anne Frank right there.
Dude, it's off.
Oh,
you're right. You're so right.
I did.
Oh, that's so funny.
What the?
you said it's kind of like Helen Keller's attic. Fucking Carl.
Fuck. Yo, that was so stupid. I didn't know that. I was like, so sure.
A lot of people do that. It might even have a name for the phenomena, because a lot of people do that shit, dude.
Yeah, it's called the Freudian slip.
No, that's not what a Freudian slip is. A Freudian slip is whenever you're like intending to say something, then you say something that truly hides your feelings that you've been suppressing. Where if I was I want to eat a sandwich, but instead I said, I want to eat a penis. Like, you know, like that's a Freudian slip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, oh, not right. Penis, sandwich. Sorry, guys. Never a penis. Sandwich. Sorry. You guys see my point, though? Is everyone following along here, though, dude? Fucking. By the way, how sneaky. Ernie, can I ask, why was I not invited to be a part of this project? Why was it so sneaky? Why was it a sneaky thing from the beginning?
There was no project from the beginning. We've had this conversation.
Guys.
It was,
as we just saw, a whole page full of clips and content.
Yes. But no, you're project, talking though. About you're talking about the whole beginning part of it when there was it was for 2 weeks. I posted it.
What did you spend more time editing clips for, that or this?
Well, we haven't had clips. I just made three clips today.
We haven't had clips, guys, because I'm not as funny as Worthington. Where are your hands at, Mr. Worthington? Are they tightly around my waist? Because I'm not as funny as that. There are clips.
There's very few.
That's where you got to put one of your noises in there.
No, that's mainly for sus things.
So you're saying that this show is not as funny as those things that you're making clips of?
No, I'm saying the opposite. The reason that so many clips come from them is because it's like the lowest tier of like comedy, which is like very just like fucking bottom of the barrel, but like easy to fucking
you
fry.
Laughed hearing it back. You laughed hearing your own joke back, dude. You're like, that was good. You like the hands,
but those weren't jokes. I don't if this is like a Artie, serious thing
being no this is not dude this is
oh I'm sorry
just, don't be defensive, okay?
No
do we need I'm to pause and I need to fucking let you know this is a joke, dude. Come on, roll with it.
My bad because you bring like it sounds like it was stuff you would say in real apart from this, but
no, I wouldn't. It's not something I would say for real ever. If I said this for real ever, you'd be like, that's crazy. But no, while we're on the subject of it, why wasn't I invited, Ernie?
Invited to what, bro?
Why did it take Brian telling me that we're playing video games together? Brian to be like, yeah, me and Ernie been playing, come and play with us. Why did it take that, huh? Why does my good friend Brian have to tell me things, dude, and not my sneaky bastard Mexican friend Ernie? Why is that?
It wasn't something that occurred to me at the time. I was like, I didn't really know if Gambit was on playing or whatever. So I was just like, fuck.
Yeah, why would I ask him? He doesn't like playing video games with his friends. Why would I even think that's something he would want to do?
I swear that's something that I just wasn't thinking. I was like, maybe.
Oh, you mean the game that he's played way more than us? Oh,
and admittedly so. The last time you played, I was like, wait, I forgot that you played this game so much because you had all that shit. I was like, I didn't know you actually. I thought you played way back
on
like
890 something, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy. I thought you only played like the first couple seasons.
No, man.
Back way back in OG,
dude.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were an OG, not an OG that continued to play.
No, dude. No, man. Fucking. So that's my thing, dude. I'm just hurt when I go and I see some improv, dude. He's doing back and forth with Brian, dude, but he can't bring that energy to the show.
Do you want that, though? Do you want that here?
Do I want back and forths? Yeah.
No, not back and forths, dude. You want me... That's like...
Do I want Worthington here?
That takes no effort, bro. That's just me, like... That's the other thing. None of those is planned. Like, even on times, we've done that... For our entire friendship, like we'll just go back and forth. The soft hands, brother guy. That's a TikTok that we've literally just been quoting for the past year and a half.
No, I get it. I understand the appeal of it and everything. Because like you go to the comments, it's friends tagging their other unfunny friends and being like, "This is us, bro. This is totally like what we say." And it's like, I believe it. Yeah, of course. It's relatable, you know. And I'm not saying you guys are unfunny. Well, no, I'm gonna say that stuff you guys put out to me, I hate it. I hate watch it. I do hate watch it. Like when it pops up in my thing, I'm like, oh, let's see what they got for me, dude. Let's see what they got. And then I go and check the page, make sure I didn't miss any, dude. Yeah. I can't miss a fucking Grease House drop. But
that's good, dude. The haters are always the most committed.
I am a full blown hater of this because it makes me feel like what we do. It dirties up what we do here, dude. I feel like I'm like, shit, man.
I feel that way because, but for the good reason. I feel.
I was choking, and this man was dead. So he was like, "Well, that had crossed my mind."
No. Hold on. I wanted to add on to that. I feel dirty because it's like I feel bad that I haven't stepped up in the level of comedy that this show is deserves and requires. And but like that's all I can do, you know.
You just gotta start taking shots like Worthington, dude. Come on, man.
Hell no, no, dude. You guys deserve way more than that stuff. Please.
Oh, they would love it, dude. They would love to hear Ernie just come out and be like, I don't even know, dude. I can't even emulate what that's. The funniest thing about it, though, dude, was the day that we found out this it tickled me so hard. It's hard to make me like genuinely belly laugh. And Brian was like, I'm watching them because like Brian tells me about it. I'm like, oh my God, I have to go and check this out. I start watching them while we're playing Fortnite together. Mm-hmm. And I come back and Brian already knows I'm going to hate it. Like Brian like knows I'm going to fucking hate it. I come back and I'm like, yeah, no, that's something. And he goes, no, dude, you don't get it. Like now what kids find is funny. Kids find funny is gay shit, dude. Like you say like something randomly gay and then you cut to something else that's randomly gay. And it's just like, that's what's funny to kids. I'm like, Brian, I understand it. Like it's shocking. Gay stuff has always been funny. Like I understand. Completely, dude. And then what bummed me out though is I was like, oh, at least they're doing something. Like, come to find out, you guys are just copying some kid, font and all. They're just copying this other kid, Apollo. Ernie saw it and then
I copied the font. Yeah, I copied the font. But then it turns out everybody uses that font, so I don't know.
It's just yelling, and I understand the appeal of it, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not for me, and it shouldn't be for me. I'm a 32-year-old man. It should not be for me. It's for the younger people, I would assume.
The youngins. Yeah.
The youngins, dude. I'm not hate. I wish you the best, dude. When I say I'm hating, I'm joking. About 40%.
You could hate, bro.
About 40%.
I'm not like this. It's not my identity. I'm not like tied like to it emotionally or fucking anything like that. It's just.
Oh yeah, but wouldn't post a fucking clip of this show on. There wouldn't repost a simple repost, bro. The other sick byproduct of it is now Ernie is king TikTok, where he's constantly sending me these things where he's like, look, guy. I mean, we covered that last episode where he was proven wrong about something on TikTok and wouldn't admit it, dude. He's like, nah. How do you explain the thing that happened today with the... Oh, we'll talk about that after the show, but my search, how I got put onto the search thing like that so hard. I don't know.
Oh, that you were... well,
it's not a matter. We'll talk about it later. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't even have brought that up. But no, dude, fucking... I wish you the best. I just... That's why I haven't brought it up. It's been like... You guys have had that page for like 2 months, and I never even brought it up on this show. Never brought it up. But it was when you started doing improv on there that I had to step in and be like, what the fuck, dude? Well, you don't ever do that on here.
That's not improv. Is that improv?
That's improv. What you guys did there, I mean, it's... I'm not here to judge. It's improv, yeah. All improv sucks. I'm going to be honest. Like, all improv is shitty. Even the best, highest level of improv, which is like, I guess, Whose Line It Is Anyways, kind of sucks dick. Like, it's fucking... Not to be a comedy schnob about it, but like, if you're like going up on stage and being like... Like, that's what most improv is going on stage and being like, give me a location and a situation. And it's like... Someone's going to be like, hey, you're in the bathroom and there's a gay guy in the stall next to you getting blown. And you're like, oh, no. Oh, and they're like, they do these weird games where they have to turn everything into a fucking game instead of focusing on being funny. Like everything has to be like a very like I hate it. It frustrates me to no end. It made my headache worse thinking about improv there for a second.
But if you that's like even worse. I know what you're talking about.
If you want to be a comedy actor, though, that's the route to doing it. Like, if you want to be like a comedy actor in movies, like all of them, like Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, all of them, like the big ones, are from improv troupes. But I don't know.
What about like Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler was I don't know. He did stand up, but he also did like fucking playing guitar on stage and shit was just crazy, you know. But like his songs are funny. Like I like Adam Sandler's joke songs. Like the way that I got introduced to his like comedy, not his movies, was from his old prank calls and shit he would do. He would do these old prank calls, and there's like a tape of them that my buddy had growing up and fucking, because we were real into that. Like the Jerky Boys, you probably never heard of. The Jerky Boys were just like these two dudes from New York who would just prank call terrorize people. And it was like the best fucking shit in the world, dude. It was the absolute best. Dude, guys,
I might have seen it, but
I hate to do this. We might have to call this a short podcast right now. My head is throbbing. Like, it's because if you guys have been watching, like, it's gradually just becoming me rubbing my head harder and harder. I can't do it. I just keep turning down my screen brightness every time, too. Like, I can't. Like, 35 minutes is decent. I'm sorry, guys. Like, it's uncomfortable for me right now. I feel like I'm getting sick. So, I love each and every one of you guys. We don't even have time for Ernie's final thoughts. I think I might throw up, dude. And this is how I find out I'm sick.
Go. Get out of here.
But the final thought is that Ernie's a sneaky bastard and he should be doing improv on this show, and we're going to make him start doing more shit like that. And I have a surprise for you guys next episode. We may or may not be adding a whole new element to this show. Maybe a third co-host. Who knows? Who knows, dude? Maybe that third co-host is the same blood that runs in my veins runs through his. Who knows, dude? Ooh. Who knows, man? Maybe me and this kid have awesome chemistry and his job will be to laugh at everything we say. Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. So, hey, I love you guys. Ernie, what do you got to say to them real quick?
Oh, don't do that. Guys, don't fucking, don't be sneaking around. And you know what?
It hurts to be left out, guys. I mean, as much as I'm joking here, guys, it is all, you know, it really does hurt to be left out. I'll say that, man.
You know what? Yes. I'm sorry for that, dude. And you know what? We can add to what the question that you asked me.
And Brian listening right now, Brian's thinking, well, you guys left me out of space blood or whatever. I can predict Brian's brain thought right now. His pattern of brain being like, well, you guys left me out of space blood. No, Brian, I didn't leave you out of it. You quit the first time we did this stuff, and I didn't want to fucking go through that again. And have tried to get you on the show multiple times to try to build you up to it. And me and Ernie even did discuss doing it at one point, bringing you in. And every time you're just like, I got to FaceTime my girlfriend for 16 hours a day. It's crazy. It's wild. Ernie should have Spartan kicked you in your chest when you walked into his house on FaceTime with your girlfriend, dude. I would have been like, yeah, just kicked you right out my door, dude. Fucking been like, come back when you're not on the phone. That's crazy, giving you half attention, dude. It's funny.
I love the Sparta kickback.
Sparta kick, dude. No, I'm just kidding, Brian. I love you. I love you, Ernie. I love you guys, fucking all the listeners. And oh, Canada, thank you for listening, Canada. I see you guys charming in, chirping in here, there. So thank you, UK, Canada, and the good old USA. I love each and every one of you. We'll be back very soon because this one was short.
Peace.